All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 41 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. This hasn't been the greatest week, my friends. It's been a lot of stress with a healthy side order of anxiety, especially earlier in the week. Feels like things are moving in the right direction, though. So as bad as the early part of the week was, the latter part has been better, and it feels like we're on a more positive path now. So I'm feeling optimistic. Some of the anxiety is lifted, which I don't like. I don't like the worry. You know, you get into these situations where, like, as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, that's what you think about, and that's where I was at earlier in the week. So, but it feels like we're on a better path now. We're heading into this big 3-day weekend, the big honking 3-day weekend, and we need to maintain this positive course. To that end, I'm going to add, at the end of this thing, instead of the blazing hot rock and roll that was composed especially for this podcast by a man in Venezuela, or maybe Argentina, I can never remember. He composed it, recorded it, especially for me and you. Instead of that, at the end of this thing, I'm going to tack on a song. I'm going to break copyright law again. Tack on a song that never fails to make me feel good. And it's by one of my spiritual advisors, Ray Davies, you know, of the Kinks. I shouldn't have to say that, but I just want to make sure everybody knows. Ray Davies, leader of the Kinks, one of the greatest bands in the history of rock and roll. I mean, seriously, one of the greats. And this thing was recorded in the 80s, early 80s, I think. And it's a positive song. We're sending positive vibrations into the universe, but straight into the big honking 3-day weekend. So stick around at the end of this thing and listen to that song, and then it'll set you up for the big honking, right? So I'll put that at the end. So stick around for that. In this episode, there's this guy at work that I talk to all the time. Whenever somebody brings up my podcast, it's never me. I'm not the one ever, never bring it up. Somebody else brings it up occasionally. And every time he starts going down this road, it's like, what is that? Just like an hour of Jeff just like talking about farting and stuff. So, you know, he has, puts me in, you know, holds me in high esteem, you know. And so he's never heard it, and he assumes that he knows what it's about. And I said, listen, first of all, it's not an hour, all right? So get that straight, get your facts straight. And it's not all about farting. I mean, it's only about 40% of each episode is about farting. I don't know, 40 to 50. But I talk about other stuff in addition. I mean, it's not a podcast dedicated to farting. But so he always says that every time. And splendid time is had by all. But this one is going to confirm his suspicions, because it's going to be that's the subject for this one. It was triggered by a conversation I was having with a person the other day, a female. Not my wife, by the way. I don't want you to think this is Tony, but this was outside the house. And so this person said, there's a double standard when it comes to farting. I said, what? I'm trying to eat my Salisbury steak. What brought this on? She goes, you know, women have to pretend that they don't, you know, that they never fart. I said, yeah, that's true. And men, they can just fart with impunity. I said, wait a minute, that's not true. I said, the second part's true. But men, you know, I mean, we can't just be walking through Kohl's and just engage, you know, just blast ass over in the menswear. I mean, we can't do that. There's no, I mean, that's not, I mean, I don't think anybody's, but, you know, I got her point. I mean, it's true that, you know, there's a farting double standard, but well, so what? You know what? I mean, people shouldn't be farting in front of each other all the time anyway. I mean, what? I don't understand. I think more people should go, I think the men should become more like, you know, in the farting realm, you know, should be less of that. So the women have it right. But she was objecting to society is putting a double standard on, you know, women. I said, I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, pass us, hand me some of those napkins over there. You know, I'm trying to eat, you know. So, but it started, caused me to start thinking, you know, one of the most in my life, I jotted down the most memorable farting episodes. I told you this was going to be a highbrow episode. One of the most memorable farting episodes of my life, in my entire life, involved something along those lines. And I'm not proud of it. You know, I try not to be like this, but this is like 35 years ago, maybe longer. I was with this girl that I was dating at the time. We were in my Chevy Love truck. I know I've written about this at the website, but I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but we're in my Chevy Love truck, my little yellow Chevy Love truck, which was one of my favorite vehicles of all time. And we're driving on the interstate. She was not edgy. I mean, she was prim and proper, the girl next door type, you know what I'm saying? So this was wildly out of character. I wasn't dating like a member of L7. You know what I'm saying? How's that for a reference? She was prim and proper, like I say. So we're riding down the interstate, just heading towards downtown. And suddenly she just like tips to the left, which I'm happy that at least she tipped that direction. I might have crashed if she'd have taken it in the other direction. But so she just like, we're just riding down there. There's no indicator. I mean, there's nothing that leads up to this. This happened in a vacuum. This is just wildly out of character. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. So we're just riding down the interstate. She tips radically to the left, opens up a portal for Satan himself. She brings Satan into the cab of my Chevy Love truck, and it's like, I can't believe it. I mean, she just like tips over and just rips off this giant fart. And I was like, what? And then the thing about it was, I don't want to get too gross, but the smell on this thing, the pungency of this, I mean, it was almost like I could smell it before it was over. You know what I mean? The sound was still going on when I started. It was just like instant. And it was like, I don't know, it's like Brussels sprouts. You know, it was horrific. It was like pungent. It's like a slap to the face. And I was like, what the? I mean, I don't know what is going on, you know? And I don't know if she was like trying to float some kind of trial balloon, thinking that possibly we need to be, you know, we need to take this relationship up a notch and just start farting just all the time in front of each other. I'm not down with that. And the thing about it is, okay, if it had been one of my friends that did that, I still would have been. You know, I remember Eddie Murphy. He used to do these stand-up. There was a tape that everybody had back in the 80s. And he'd always, in this thing, he'd say, you know, I think we secretly all want to smell each other's farts. I'm like, what? What? That is not true. Who wants to smell? That is not true. I mean, comedy, humor has to be based in truth. That's, I mean, I don't know, maybe he's speaking for himself, but I can tell you, there's no way. That's definitely not me. So if one of my friends had done that and it hit me in the face with that cabbage, you know, I'd have been pissed. But the fact that it was my girlfriend, that made a thousand times worse. So I'm like rolling down the window, you know, sticking my head out the window like a dog, like a cocker spaniel. And she's like, you know, embarrassed. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I could tell you. I was like, what the hell? What is going on? I think she was gauging my reaction. Blew up a, you know, with her flatulence, blew up a trial balloon, floated that thing through there. It didn't go very well. I mean, I guess the look on my face of absolute horror and disgust, you know, I mean, that never happened again. Is that fair? I mean, my friends would do that, you know, my male friends, and they would laugh and laugh, and I'd think, you know, at first I'd be, you know, pissed because I don't want to smell that. It's disgusting. And after the truck cleared up, then I'd see the humor in it. I never saw the humor in this thing. I mean, that thing was unbelievable, and that is one of the most memorable farts of my life. That was like 38 years ago, and I still remember. I remember where we were at. I remember our location. I mean, some people remember, I mean, the JFK assassination, you know, that's before my time. But, you know, 9/11, you know, you remember where you were at when that was going down. You remember that? Well, this, you know, I'm not saying it's as bad as 9/11. I'm not saying that. But I can remember exactly where we were on the interstate when this tragedy occurred. And, I mean, that was like 35 and 40 years ago. Well, it wasn't 40, but you know what I'm saying. It was a long time ago. And I remember where we were, and it was unbelievable. I still can't believe it. So that pretty much, you know, that conversation I had the other day when I was trying to eat my Salisbury steak, I understand what she's saying. But what are you going to do? What are you going to fight for your right? You know, fight for your right to just engage your blowhole out in public? I mean, your efforts could probably be used. You know, I mean, that's not really, I think it might be a waste of energy. I don't know if that's worth it to be the Norma Rae of farting. All right, this is going to be, you know, the most memorable farting episodes of my life. All right, another one. This has happened in grade school. There was this kid. I went through all 12 grades with him. His name was Jerome. He had a nickname, but his real name was Jerome. So I went through all grades with him. He was a good guy. You know, I liked him. But in grade school, that was first through sixth. You know, where I'm from, or you know, back in that era, grade school was first grade through sixth grade, right? So this was sometime in that era of my, you know, whatever. So this guy, he was born with some kind of talent. He had a gift, you know, and he would fart in class like all the time. And it was so loud. Airplanes flying over the building could probably hear it. They're probably like, is there a buzzer going off in here? You know, somebody in a cockpit flying over the school. They're like, what, did you hear that? You know, and they think there's something going, a malfunction of the plane. But this guy could like fire off these, I mean, they were like unbelievable. I mean, they're so loud. And he was like a kid. He's like a little kid. It's like fourth grade or something. And one time, so he was known for this. The teachers would, you know, the teachers were beside themselves, you know, but he was like, He was famous for this. He was, people looked up to him because of his talent, his abilities. And the teachers couldn't do anything. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you call him in there and say, hey, listen, you can't be firing off these ass rockets all the time in the class, you know. And he'd say, okay, and then just go back and do it again. But I remember this time. I was sitting in class with this kid. He was, you know, I don't know what was going on. The teacher's up there talking. And for some reason, I look over at him. I don't know why. I just, you know, just happened. It's just a coincidence. I just happened to look over at him. And he leaned way forward. Like, you know, some people do the left, you know, tilt to the left, tilt to the right. Generally, it's a tilt to the left for some reason. I don't know. I don't know if you see too many tilting to the right. But anyway, he just leaned, like he put all his weight on the top of the desk, like leaned, you know, put all his weight on his arms on top of the desk, hoisted his ass off the seat, and just cranked off one of these impossible, I mean, so loud. So actually, like, I just looked over at him, just happened to look over at him as he launched one of these missiles. And it was, like, unbelievable. I mean, it was like, it's like, and the thing about it was, it started out loud, and it would build, you know, it would get louder as it went along. Usually, you know, if you were to record just a normal fart, make a recording of it and put it into some kind of like sound editing software, probably look like a bell curve type thing, you know what I'm saying, where it starts out low, it's real powerful in the middle, and then just tapers off, you know. This thing, if you put it into Audacity or whatever, it would look like a ramp. You know what I'm saying? It just went straight up, you know, and it kept getting louder as it went along, and then just abruptly ended. It's like a wedge, you know. And I mean, it was like amazing. I was like, oh my God, you know. And he did that all through grade school, and then when he got to junior high, I don't remember him doing it anymore. You know, I think what happens is, you know, when you're a little kid, it's hilarious. But then you start getting interested in the girls, you know, the farting, your fart talents, they get pushed to the back burner, you know, I think. I mean, I haven't talked to him about it. Maybe I should try to get him on the podcast and we can discuss it, you know. But this guy was like world famous. Well, not world famous, but he was famous in our school. The guy was like, he had, you know how like opera singers have to protect the their instrument. I don't know if he did any, like, I don't know if he did any kind of thing like that, where he had like maybe use like an ass scarf or something, keep the temperature. You know, I don't know. I don't know what he did, but this guy, he was super talented. He was at the top of his game. You know, as far as farters go, he was in the top. Upper echelon, you know. So anyway, so that was another one. I just happened to look over at him when he unleashed one of these things. It was like amazing. Again, that was even longer, farther back than the Chevy Love debacle, and I still remember it. Another one. This is good. All right, so there was this old guy. Well, he was old when I knew him, and he used to be the mayor of Dunbar. My dad used to work with him. He was my dad's boss years back before he became the mayor. And I don't know. I hesitate to describe him. But he's my dad's boss. And before he became mayor of Dunbar. And my dad was a firefighter. He was a fireman. And this guy was the fire chief back in the early days. And So my dad always tells a story about how this guy was, he had the same talent as Jerome did. Super loud, you know, just, you know, top of his game. And so one day, they're all standing, and they're in his office, and there's a woman there. She's a reporter from the newspaper, I think is what my dad said. I think she's a reporter for one of the newspapers in Charleston. Back in those days, Charleston had two newspapers, which is amazing. And so she was a reporter, and she was waiting to talk to the chief. And the chief didn't know she was there. And he said, my dad said that he just like leaned forward, put his both of his hands on the desk, and just and just like blasted. He said he blasted one off that could be, quote, heard all over City Hall. And the woman standing in the doorway of his office, so all the other firemen are just like, can't believe it. And so, because everybody knows that the woman's there except him, you know. So then, he sees their reaction. He turns around and he goes, oh, sorry, ma'am. Didn't see you standing there. And just continues on as if nothing ever happened. So that became like this story. So then all these firemen for, you know, decades, these guys would like, somebody would like fart in the firehouse or whatever, and they'd tackle on, oh, sorry, ma'am, didn't see you standing there. It became like a catchphrase almost for decades. So anyway, this guy, he became mayor of Dunbar, and then he retired, and he was blind and stuff. He was really old. And one day, my friend Vincent and I were in this drugstore, and he comes in, this guy, and he's like 100 years old or something, and he can't see very well. He's walking with a cane and everything, and the woman goes, oh, Mr. Mayor, let me get you a chair, and we'll get you a prescription, you know. And so she brings this chair out, and as he's like sitting down in the chair, he launches this like super long. I mean, it seemed like it lasted for like 30 seconds. Giant, huge fart. And Vincent and I mean, we're in junior high at this point. And I mean, this is like the funniest thing we ever, we ran outside. I mean, we couldn't even stay in the store. We ran outside and just stood in front of the store, buckled over in laughter, just couldn't stop laughing for like 5 solid minutes. And I was laughing so hard my lungs hurt. But the thing was like, oh, Mr. Mayor. And he's like, I mean, it was like so loud and so long. So the guy, you know, he maintained his abilities, you know, all the way to the end, I think. Yeah, he's a nice guy. But anyway, I mean, that's probably what I have in my future, you know. But anyway, so that was another memorable fart episode in my life. And the last one on my list, one time I was sitting in a Taco Bell. This is in West Virginia. Same girl. It was with the same girl that was in my love truck. And we're sitting there eating lunch or whatever. And there are these guys. It was two guys, two girls, sitting at a different table. And one of them just like starts cranking off these powerful farts in there, just like right out in the open. And at first everybody's like, what the, you know? And they're all laughing hysterically. I'm looking over there frowning, like, all right, you know. And then, but he keeps doing it. And I don't know, this like just kept regenerating over and over again, and he just kept doing it over and over again. And eventually the girls got up and left, and so it's just the two guys sitting there, and they're laughing hysterically, and the guy just keeps farting and farting. And then, you know, people are like, hey, knock it off, you know. And the thing almost turns into a brawl. I mean, it almost turned into a fist fight. So this guy's sitting in the middle of his Taco Bell, just regenerating farts, these powerful farts. As soon as he'd unleash one, I guess the next one just started generating, you know. It's like, how is this possible? And then there's other people, there's the other customers are in there about ready to kick this guy's ass, which I don't blame them. And the thing almost turned into like they finally told him to get out, you know. And the guy was kicked out of there for like farting over and over and over again. I mean, it is Taco Bell, but you know, I don't understand. The guy's like a freak of nature, you know. He just kept doing it, and the guys are like laughing and laughing and laughing. Assholes, you know. They needed their asses kicked, you know. But anyway, so those are the four that popped straight to the top of the list. You know, there's probably others. I know for a fact there are. Those are the four that jumped to the top of my mind. And I hope that's not too disgusting for you. If you want more of this, great. I don't know if this is a good time to place an ad for, you know, if you want more of this, and, you know, I don't, you know, I always say, how could you not, you know, I say stuff like that, but I probably shouldn't say that now. I know why you wouldn't, but if you want two episodes of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast every week instead of just one, you can do it. It's easy. Head on over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, patronage they call it, and you'll gain access to a weekly show that only patrons can hear. That sort of comes out every Thursday. I don't always hit the target, but there's always a show for patrons. And you can do that now. You can do that right this minute, as soon as the Ray Davies song ends. Just head on over there, patreon.com/JeffK, sign up for a patronage, and you'll instantly gain access to all the Thursday shows that I've recorded, and you'll instantly gain access to the new ones as they're released. So if you're interested in doing that, do it now. Also, we have this hotline that you can call, 570-290-8, I don't remember it, 570-290-8151, I think. It's in the notes if you want to see it. You can call it, 570-290-8151, that's it. You can call, leave a message, ask me a question, make a comment, make a suggestion, whatever you want to do, call it. I'll probably use it in a future episode and respond to it. So that's fun. You can do that too. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I apologize if you didn't. We'll get back to the normal stuff next time. You guys have yourselves a great, great three-day weekend. Stay positive. Stay on the positive lane, in the positive lane. We don't need any more negativity. God knows we don't. We need to be head on into the weekend with positive vibes. Yeah, baby. Starting to turn into a hippie or something. God. All right, we're at the end. I will see you guys next time. Have a great one. Bye. Oh, sorry, ma'am. Didn't see you standing there. Get what happened.